In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they return every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
This week's episode of Jim's Barbecue Podcast is being recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hi, welcome to episode 23 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan, wondering why you're staring so intently at me.
Because I like to do that when we're recording live.
Wait a minute, if Mike's staring at you, that means we're live together.
We're live!
Guys, we're actually living our intro right now. How is that?
Because we have converged in Brantford.
We're eating poutine.
Right? We just finished eating.
And we're drinking beer.
Right.
For the most part.
Yeah, I'm drinking Dr. Pepper, but...
I mean, it's kind of meta in a way. I think that's kind of neat. I mean, I had a great time today. Got up here about midday. Good to see you guys. Dylan's got this room. All he said is cold.
It feels good.
It feels good,
right? Dude, now. I walked in after I checked in yesterday before you got here, Mike.
Yeah.
And this room, it was that kind of like stuffy, grimy, like lukewarm,
musky smell.
Like, it just didn't feel. It felt gross.
Yeah.
And I just cranked the AC as low as I could get it, and it was frigid in here. It felt amazing when I came back in today.
Man, I think it's kind of neat that we came up with that intro, and now we did exactly what we are doing the intro.
We're sitting here playing hockey, eating poutine, hanging out
to a whole lot of hijinks and shenanigans.
Basically, yeah. More tomorrow.
Yeah. But if you want to keep track of our shenanigans, don't forget you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
You can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or visit the website and get everything fresh from the grill at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
I love how you always say fresh from the grill now.
And
that was your origin.
I love that you say it that like every time.
It's perfect.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, that's right. iTunes is
live and kicking, yep. Baby.
And one of us just got into geocaching, so hit us up if you want to do that too. I was referencing the mod thing.
Is it geocaching?
Geocaching.
Yeah, geocaching.
Sorry.
Yeah,
it would help if you said it right.
Yeah. I've seen it. Do you make a face I missed?
No, I was laughing. Well, Mike was like,
"That was mocking your laugh."
We have to take a picture of Dylan's head too. He dyed his hair for that.
Oh yeah. Post that on the Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the Insta.
As Jim referenced, I can tell you what he's drinking tonight. He's drinking a nice, fine ass Dr. Pepper.
But he's got something else.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's for tomorrow.
Oh, that's for tomorrow.
Oh, never mind.
Maybe tonight.
Currently, Dylan and I are drinking a Ballast Point Thai Chili Wahoo.
Say that again?
It's a Thai Chili Wahoo. It's a little spicy.
It's very spicy, and it's not sitting well with the poutine that I just basically faced. So this could get a little violent later in the night.
This could be a long-ass night.
Not a fine-ass night, but a long-ass night.
Indeed. Indeed, sir. So, it's quite the adventure to get here, guys. Let me tell you, my adventure was actually last week when I went to Kentucky for work. And the fascinating thing about it was I am pretty good at just packing my shit and going. And it's very regimented. It's basically the same clothes every trip, and not anything to worry about. So I drive down Monday morning, first thing, in typical Mike uniform.
Oh, the t-shirt, basketball shorts.
Exactly.
Like some sneakers, maybe some sandals.
Yeah, you got it. So not really thinking about it or anything like that. I wake up Tuesday morning and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, getting ready to go to work. And I get out the clothes I'm going to wear. Get out my jeans, put my jeans on, start rummaging through the suitcase. And I'm like, oh shit, what the hell? Where's my belt? I can't find my fucking belt. And I need a belt around my pants. I mean, well, as we discussed on the last episode with you, and you needed a belt, and you didn't have one, and you were showing the El Salvadorian fault line, if you will.
Yeah.
So.
I was playing plumber.
Yes, exactly. So, luckily, as in, like, almost every small town in America now, guess what there is? There's Walmart. And guess what? They're open all the fucking time. So I go into Walmart about 20 after 7 on a Tuesday morning, seeking out a belt, and...
I bet you didn't go to Tuesday morning on Tuesday morning.
Doesn't just sell women's clothes?
I have no idea. I've never been in
like, I thought it was...
No, it's just, like, random bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's, like, a...
I thought it was, like, a women's consignment shop.
No, I think it's like, just... you just go in there, and it's, like, whatever they have on sale.
Yeah, it's okay. Just, like, random shit that you may need. Yeah, go in there. It's a weird store. But anyway.
Okay. So I go to the men's clothing department, and I'm like, okay, there's the belt. I start looking, and I'm looking for something that'll fit my fat ass and my fat ass waist. And I'm like, fuck, man. So I find the belt, and the best thing I could do is show it to you because I brought it with me.
Nice. Hold on. I got to get a picture of it.
Are you posting?
Yeah.
For the Insta?
Mm-hmm.
So you can pass it around, and what I want you to concentrate on are the, like, things that are riveted onto the belt.
Okay. We want to know. Oh my god! No way!
Yes.
This is, like, one of the most white trash things I've ever seen in my life.
So, basically, what the guys are laughing at, there's literally riveted onto the belt are 12-gauge shotgun shells, like the metal ends of them.
Yeah, like the butt of it.
The belt, the label on it, like, that was on the packaging for it, was Remington.
I'm posting it to Instagram right now, so.
Jim. You have to take that.
So is that not the most amazing thing?
Hold on, put it down. I'll post this one.
Dude, this is unbelievable.
So I had
wow. How much did this cost?
Like $15?
Oh, man.
I mean, I couldn't go without one.
Dude, this thing's like a fucking snake.
All
right, right now, the boys are taking a picture of my belt. Dylan's posing with it. You'll probably see it on Facebook and Instagram and all those great sites. Jim's BBQ Pod.
.com.
Maybe Facebook.com/Jim's BBQ Pod. You know, you'll see it all out there. But in any event, yeah, that was my quick little belt story. I thought you guys would appreciate that. Liz laughed hysterically when I came home and I showed it to her. She couldn't believe that that's the belt I chose. I didn't choose the belt. The belt chose me.
It's funny because you're just the last guy in the world that I would ever even think of owning a gun.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not anti-gun, but I'm not pro-gun. That's the best way I could probably put that. Is that I don't really. I can't think of a reason why I need one.
Yeah, somebody brought up something interesting, and I'm sure it's been brought up before. But, and I'm like you, I'm not for or against whatever. I mean, people want them, whatever. But it was a talk show, and the guy was going on there talking about gun control or whatever, and of course there was the opposed and get it for. And a guy goes, it might be your First Amendment right to bear arms. He goes, but there's nothing in there that says anybody has to make ammunition for it.
Right.
And I thought about it for a second. I've never heard that before. And I'm like, that's actually fucked up. Like,
maybe this was actually the best usage for the shells.
Yeah. Nice.
Remington's just getting into the belt business now.
They're worried about a big disarmament throughout the states. Like, man, you sell them all these bullets. Put them on belts.
Yeah.
People love
them. Yeehaw! Well, that is a pretty...
That's a pretty awesome.
That's unbelievable. Book. I have no words for that other than just holy shit.
I think that could almost be hipster. So, Jim.
Yes, sir.
I understand your daughter just got her driver's license.
Yeah. She, was it Tuesday? Took it Tuesday. Got her license, first shot. She was excited, pumped. Came over to tell me about it, which was cool. There's your belt, sir. So, yeah, she's all excited, and she already had a car, which was her mother's old car. Which I was pumped about because, you know, her mother got a new car and a dealership wasn't going to give Jack for it anyway, so I gave her mother money. You know, we ended up, I'll take the car for Victoria because I was looking for one for her. You know, I know the history of the car. It's a good car. It's great shape, low miles, everything. We'll do that. So she's her first hoorah. She's going to get her friend. They're going to get together, and then they're going to go over her friend's grandmother's house swimming or whatever. So they stop at the local grocery store to get some pop and probably some snacks or whatever beforehand. And they're inside shopping. She comes out. Somebody completely sideswiped the whole entire driver's side of her car. So literally she has her license probably for like 3 hours. Comes out, first thing she goes do, get a friend to go out and have a good time. And comes out and it's not... wasn't a dent, wasn't a bump, it wasn't a scrape with, you know, exchanging pay. The whole entire side of the car is fucked.
Oh, jeez.
And, of course, you know, like I said, she's only had her license for 3 hours. You know, she got so upset, her friend's boyfriend had to come and drive the car back home because, you know, she was crying and upset and worried about her car and everything, rightfully so. I don't know, like we tried to tell her too, you know, it's happened when you were in there, you weren't in the car, you know, it could have been a lot worse, whatever else, but... I don't know. I just felt so bad for her because she had it's a decent car. I mean, it's in great shape. And then first day of her license and somebody comes by and fucks it up. So, but yeah. And of course, you know, they just left.
But man, that really is a bummer. I mean, that she, you know, I can get that feeling like that she's probably going, oh my God, you know?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I just got this. This is my first, you know,
yeah,
my first step in becoming an adult in the real world and my freedom and all that. And yeah, so I called the grocery store and, you know, they had cameras. The guy looked through the camera. He couldn't find anything or whatever. So it is what it is. The person probably hit her, probably didn't have insurance anyway. It's probably right. Why they took off, but
yeah.
Shit happens, man.
Oh yeah. But
just glad she wasn't in the car or it wasn't anything major. And hopefully, right. Knock on wood, it's her instance of car altercation. She's done it over with it. So
yeah.
I know I've had my fair share of them. They suck.
Yeah, you had one today.
Boom. Yeah, actually, I did. I bring that one up, Sarge. I completely forgot about it until you just said that.
Should we like, just mention it?
Go ahead, tell the story.
So we're all outside of the hotel, and we're getting ready to go because we have our games in like 45 minutes or whatever. And
did we even talk about that? That we were up here playing street hockey.
Oh yeah,
I mean, we talked about the beer and the poutine. And
yeah, so we played games today. And
oh okay.
Yeah, so we played hockey today. There we talked about it.
Well, we did earlier, but
yeah. All right. Well, I didn't know if we touched on it really.
I think it was explicit.
We came up and played street hockey, but more importantly, we're here and we're hanging out with you.
Yeah, that's exactly. But I think we implied it, said we were playing. I don't know if we specifically said.
Yeah.
So we were living the intro. So
yeah, all of the intro.
Yes, all of it.
So we're all outside and hanging out, getting ready to go. And Jim pulls he pulls out of his space and stops.
All right.
Okay. You just said he pulled out, right?
Yeah.
And our friend of ours, Jeff Quigley, former guest host of the podcast, is right behind him. And Jim, you started backing up because why exactly?
Yeah, I forgot somebody.
Oh, he forgot somebody. And literally, I mean, there was probably, like, what, 3 feet between you guys? 2 feet, maybe?
Maybe.
There wasn't that much space.
No, not at all.
And everybody, I mean, there had to have been at least 10, 12 people at the same time just going, aah! And we just see Jim's car just do the, you know, when cars bump and they just kind of jiggle.
Yeah.
Just do that, and we're all like,
fucking Jim.
Oh, my
what
God.
You
he backed into Quigley.
Oh, you missed this?
Like, you backed into Quigley.
Oh, no, yourself? He backed into Quigley.
No, the rental car.
Oh, in his car.
Yeah.
Oh, into his
and car. The best part, not that any of it's any great or any good, but so I've got a backup camera on the car.
Yeah.
So because everybody's yelling at me, and Sterling was like, right outside, because her car was parked, and they're out my window or whatever, and he's yelling, Jim, and he's, like, jumping up and down, like, and everything, like, just going crazy, and I'm, like, looking at him and going, like, what the fuck is Sterling doing? And I didn't look at my rear camera at all. If I would have, I would have seen it, but that's the worst part of the whole thing, is I could have completely, well, if I would have looked in the first place, and then if I would have looked in the camera, but, yeah, it sucks.
You were doing so good with your driving. I mean, literally, it was, like, 3 feet.
I know.
Any damage?
In where the headlight was on his rental car was kind of like because the plastic there or whatever, it was, like, I don't know, kind of pinched, I guess. It wasn't damaged, but it was pinched, like it was a little out of place. And he was popped the hood. He was going to go up over top, and I crawled underneath the car and just stuck my hand up. My hand fit right where it was. And I didn't even really, like, push on it. I just touched it, and it popped right back into place.
Huh.
Well, so, fortunate for me, because I would have had to...
Did he have insurance? Did he get the insurance?
I don't know, but, I mean, either way, fortunate for me, because, I mean, if... Yeah. I mean, I would have had to cover it. It's my fault.
Right.
So...
Dylan forgot somebody.
What? I did forget somebody.
What?
Yeah. He left. And he left our good friend Jamil here.
He at the hotel?
Yeah.
What?
Jamil comes down. He knocks on the door. I'm sitting here. I was watching a fucking Boy Meets World.
Nice. Good show, though.
And Jamil walks in. He's like, old school Boy Meets World. Nice. He's like, is Dylan still here? I'm like, check. So I look out the sliding glass door here in our room to our patio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks out onto the parking lot. And I look back at Jamil, like, nope, he's gone. He left you. So I gave Jamil a ride to the rig.
Oh, you were the one who gave him a ride?
Yes.
Thank you.
What a You're fucking welcome. Sarge. Who did you go with?
I was with Mott.
Was he telling you a story?
No. I was just trying to get...
When did you realize that you left a man?
When he was walking over to the fucking... Because I'm doing the fucking paperwork, and I'm trying to figure out, like, who the fuck am I missing besides Jason? And I see Jamil walking over, and I'm like, oh, shit! And then it occurred to me.
You know what the other great thing was? Is he got out of the van, and he starts walking, and, like, Paul and Trevor and I are getting our stuff out, and I'm like, there's a pair of hockey gloves in the back of the van. I look at Paul. I'm like, are these yours? He's like, no. I'm like, Trevor, are they yours?
Oh, I remember because he goes, oh, shit, I left my gloves in the car.
Yeah, I saved him on that then, too, because I brought his gloves over for him.
Yeah. But I was just trying to get paperwork done.
Good Samaritan of the day.
Yeah.
And get over there and be in time for the game because I hadn't filled up any of the paperwork.
Yeah.
And it just, like, completely slipped my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Jamil thing's kind of...
The Jamil.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, I brought the gloves over. I brought the gloves with me, and I'm like, and I saw him. I'm like, hey, did you left your gloves behind. I brought them for you. He's like, oh, thanks. What a surge you are.
Dude, it was so funny. I literally looked over, and my jaw went.
There was another revelation that I discovered with somebody else and that you just mentioned a little bit ago was Quigley. He may have already told you about this, but he admitted to actually falling asleep when he was...
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, last night he's like, Mr. Dylan, I'm just so sorry. I'm like, dude, I don't care. I think it's funny. It makes it way funnier.
Oh, yeah. He was amused that we named it What Happened to Quigley. Yeah, he told me that much.
But that's what he was like.
It wasn't Quigley Down Under. It was Quigley Catching Some Z's.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had a couple different theories. One was that he fell asleep. The other one was that...
Phone died.
That his phone died. Because, I mean, admittedly... The audio started to get a little dodgy towards the end of his tenure on that episode.
But yeah, he's even asked, he goes, well, what if I would have just started snoring really loud? He goes, would you guys kept going? I was like, we probably would have just recorded you for a while.
Yeah.
Let it go. And then,
yeah, and then hung up on him.
Yeah, eventually.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm just like, it's just so funny. Yeah. It was funny.
I was like, well, we wouldn't have hung up on him? I thought you were disagreeing.
No, that happened to us one time. I was on Skype with a friend of ours, Dave. And he was talking to us. It was like me and two other people.
Yeah.
It was Jeff and Katie, our friend Katie. We were all just like, you know, bullshitting on Skype. And Dave was awake, like awake and talkative. And his roommate was there chiming in. And then he kind of disappeared because I guess he went to bed. And we're talking. And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, we hear it like... Jesus Christ!
And then Dylan flushed the toilet.
Nice.
No, Dave just fell asleep. Was violently.
Benny was talking to you guys.
Yeah, but he like went to bed.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. Penny, I thought he was funny before, but Penny's fucking hilarious.
He is pretty funny. You should just get him on here because he's British.
Chicks would dig him.
The hair,
the voice,
snark.
One other thing that I think occurred this afternoon was you went to try and go get some lunch, and initially I was a little pissed off at you because I was like, oh man, I got to message Liz and let her know I made it okay. And I was like, I look, and you're like, oh, there's a room key on that bed for you. I'm like, oh, sweet. It's great. Dylan, he got me a room key. It's awesome. And I see the room number on, like, the one side of the envelope, and then on the other typically is the handwritten code for, like, the Wi-Fi. And I flip it over, and I don't see it. I'm like, that bastard. I was like, I'm looking all over the room, seeing if there's something with the
that bastard.
The handwritten code and everything like that. So Dylan actually came back to the room with his, with a stinky onion burger.
Which is funny unto itself. That
so you ended up coming back.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, the Harvey's is right up the road, Jim, because, yeah, we have to go to Walmart. So we hop in the car and just... So I was like, yeah, long fucking drive, Jim. I get my burger. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back to the room and hang out with Mike because he's here by himself. So I walk in and with my stinky onion burger.
Yeah, 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 that's right. And I'm sitting there. I'm just playing Candy Crush shirtless.
He says, but you walk in, you're like, Dylan, classic Mike here. I'm like, he goes, and I'm like, what are you, just hanging out shirtless playing Candy Crush? And you're like, yep.
I'm like, and then I was talking to him, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a little upset. I couldn't find the Wi-Fi password. And then you're like, well, it's on the envelope. And I'm like, I didn't see it there. And come to find out, they put it on there, but it was like a stamp, so I thought it was just part
of the envelope. That's partially my error, because I should have said, like, oh, it, by the way, Wi-Fi code is on the back. But I didn't say that, I'm assuming.
No, but I probably would have looked at that and not even realized that that was the code.
So basically what it is there's a, like a stamp, and it looks like one of the, you know, for you out there, you know, the audience, all three of you, it's like one of those stamps that would have like a rotating thing, like you could take the letters out and do, you know, various words or whatever.
Kind of like the old school thing, like at the, and this is probably going to predate you. Oh, it doesn't predate you. At the library, when you would put the due date on the book.
Yes.
And they would rotate the numbers and the month and all that shit. Like, kind of almost like that, but...
So, like, can we say the code on here? Sure we can.
Yeah, why not? It's not going to release until we're well after.
Yeah, so
the code... And they don't know where we're staying.
Yeah.
So they should have tagged us in all those pictures?
Oh, fuck. Who gives a shit? We're going to be long gone.
I'm kidding. I just put Brantford on.
So the Wi-Fi code is Brantford 99.
Yes.
But what's funny about it is the N in Brantford has a little tilde over it, like you would have, you'd see in, like, Spanish writing. And when I looked at the code...
Are you sure they just didn't do that just for you?
Is it tilde or tilda?
It's tilde.
Tilde.
It's tilde. Really?
Tilda is Tilda Swinton.
Yeah. Have you been calling her Tilde Swinton?
I don't know. Probably.
I said to the woman at the front desk, I said, oh, is this, like, character specific? And she goes, no, that was just the only N we had.
Which blew my mind that was the only N they had.
That makes no sense.
They had every other letter.
For the code.
What?
You're talking about the Wi-Fi code.
Yeah.
Yeah?
They probably lost, like, the...
What, was yours different?
I don't know, but I didn't really pay that close attention to it, but it's the only N they had.
Yeah, one with a tilde on it.
You seem very shocked by that.
I'm very perplexed by that, because how... There's, like, billions of fonts and...
I know, but I think that what they probably lost...
No, but I think it's one of those,
piece.
Like, stamping-type deals. Like, old school...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what else is funny, though? I don't know if you guys remember. Last year at Best Western, the Wi-Fi password was Brantford 99. The year before that, it was Brantford 99. So it's like all the hotels must use the same Wi-Fi password.
They're actually all using the same
you know
Wi-Fi
what we should
connection.
Do? We should go up and ask them what their favorite five-digit number is. They'll probably be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, go to West Western. What's yours? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Either that or they have the same vendor working at all the time.
99, 99,
9?
99, 99, 99, 99. Yeah, I
thought, so much 9, it's 10.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Such a dad joke.
What's a joke that was in Yoga Hosers?
Is it really?
Yeah.
That joke's been said before, though. Like, I've heard that joke before, but that's still funny.
It's one of Ralph's lines.
Well, I called it quits on that beer. It's too spicy.
You don't like spicy?
I don't. That's just, like, pure... That's, like, liquid heat. I don't really...
It's pretty hot.
You guys remember the Wendy's commercial?
I'm Spacey!
Yes!
Wait, did we talk about this before?
I don't know if we have or not.
Or did they talk about this recently with somebody else?
Not recently with me.
Fuck, that's like twice, like in the last like 2 weeks that commercial's come on.
You know how long I went around saying, I'm Spacey!
Can you run this by me? I don't remember this.
There was an old Wendy's commercial.
Is it old?
Yeah,
not old like, you know, 20 years ago. It was probably within the last 5 years, I would say. And they had like some burger that had like a spicy sauce or something on it. And there was like this guy who would just keep going, I'm Spicy!
He'd order it, and then he'd sit down and he'd unwrap it real quick, and he'd go to eat it, and he'd go, I'm Spicy! And he'd like eat it. I just thought it was humorous.
That's funny. I said the same exact thing. I don't know who I was talking with, but I said, I went around for like the next year saying I'm Spicy.
I did it all the time. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That is really, I don't know why that's really funny.
I'm going to have fun. Let me see if I
can. You don't have any recollection of the commercial, do you?
No, I don't. So that's why I find it really funny.
That's hard. It's funny.
I think like 5 years ago was probably around the time I generally stopped watching television. Not because I think it's like evil or something. I just don't really watch TV. I watch television on Netflix.
Right.
If that makes sense. But I just don't watch television.
Well, I think a lot of people are kind of going to that model. You know, I don't have like a cable or satellite provider.
Yeah, I watch no TV anymore. Everything is free.
I watch a ton.
If I didn't live at my
house. I watch
house,
a ton, but I mean, I watch it like on demand, like via Hulu.
If I didn't live at my house, like if I had my own place, yeah, I would not bother with cable.
It's just fucking expensive.
But you know what?
Like the model of how they price it is just so.
If they did a la carte and let you get what you wanted,
it's so antiquated.
But it's going to get to the point where people are going to stop doing it, probably. And, like, you've already seen it. Like, Netflix is already raising its prices. So
yeah, because more and more people are using it because of how much value you get out of
it. For what you pay for Netflix, I mean, plus the amount of more people that get it on there that are, you know, they got to put more into the service to get it. I don't mind. I mean, if Netflix got up to, like, $100, I wouldn't pay it. But, you know, you could have Netflix for under 20. You could have Hulu for under 20. You could have Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix. What's another one?
Amazon Prime is like, what, $99 a year.
Right, but if you break it down.
I mean, the shipping is,
that's worth it too. But my point is you can have all the premium, like, streaming services for well under half of what you pay for your cable.
My brother's doing, what's the other one now that he has? Sling TV, I think it is.
You know, I looked into that.
He did it mostly because they have AMC on it.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's one of the kickers for it.
Yeah, so, I mean, he found value in it because of that, because of all the programming that he likes that's on there. That's a, you know, like Better Call Saul and Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead. You know,
Not such a good show.
Comic Book. Did you, either of you watch Preacher?
No.
No, I heard it was good, though.
I heard it was good, too.
I was so goddamn confused on what was going on. It was like an hour and a half premiere. I watched like the first 40 minutes or so, and I was like, I don't
I'm a huge fan of the Preacher comic book.
So you would probably have a better understanding of what was happening.
And I'm like so hesitant about watching it, because I'm just like, I don't want to be like so bitterly disappointed. But a lot of people said it was good. But a lot of people also said they didn't understand what was going on.
I see Santa Claus extra tomatoes. I'm Spicy!
I remember it now.
It's my new catchphrase. You can't make up a catchphrase. It's like making up a nickname. Alright, give it one more try.
I'm Spicy!
No, you're not. Still horrible. It's here. The new Spicy Tenders Chicken Sandwich. You ready for a mouth?
I thought I remember, like,
Spicy Tender Crisp. It wasn't Wendy's, it was Burger King. No wonder I couldn't find it.
The whole thing about somebody coming up with like their own nickname or slogan or whatever, it reminded me of like years ago, there was a hockey player that was playing for Buffalo named Derek Roy, and I think he was playing for Dallas. I don't know who he's with now, but he showed up to training camp one year with, like, on his gloves, he came up with his own nickname.
What was it?
It was like one of those really bad like hockey nicknames. It was Roisey.
Roisey?
Like ROI, which is his name, SIE.
Yeah.
And it's like he came up with it himself. I was like, it doesn't work that way.
No.
No, it's like, that'd be like if you're playing a game and like your name is What's his real name? What is it?
Derek Roy.
Derek Roy. And it'd be like, you're playing the game, and then your teammate just goes, hey, yeah, go over here, Roysie.
No, you know what would be a good one for him?
Holy shit.
You know what would be a good
one? Yeah, that'd be a good thing for
Joel McHale's in this commercial.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he the guy?
He's the guy saying it doesn't work that way.
Oh.
Oh.
You know what would be a good one for him? Would be like, because his initials are DR, would be Doc.
Yeah, Doc would be good.
Yeah. DR?
Yeah, like Doctor. Is the...
Oh, okay.
Jim was like Dominican.
I'm like,
Republic.
DR? I'm like, why would that?
Is he Dominican?
Really?
Or, it's been a long day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was something else I was going to say, though, about it. We played one of our games today, right? And the team that we were playing, it kind of reminded me of this, like, where, like, you can't generate your own nickname, but maybe if people, like, see, like, what your last name is, they might give you a nickname. So, like, with your last name being Gonzalez, you know, like, obviously Speedy might be a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Or... Yeah, or I get a lot of things like crayons or
crayon man.
Yeah, things like that. So the guy that was playing on the other team with us, his last name was Bradbury.
Yeah,
and I was like, so I asked the people on his team. I was like, do you call him Ray?
Like Ray Bradbury?
Yeah,
like the writer.
Yeah, I thought that would be a clever nickname.
Ray.
I don't read, so I didn't get it until he said the writer.
Wasn't he like a movie?
Ray too. Bradbury? No, he's like a short fiction writer. He was good friends with another Ray Harryhausen.
But you can never generate.
He wrote Fahrenheit 451, right? Yeah.
The only time that's acceptable, I know you used to play games on the computer, and that doesn't really apply there. But now, like on the consoles, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Like if you came up with like your own handle, like if you were playing online,
yeah, like your own gamer tag. That's acceptable.
Sure.
Because
yeah, but
you have to enter something in. But yeah, people that like, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you. You can't just walk in and announce your what's it? What'd you say? He's trying to give me the name.
Roysie.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm Roysie. It's on my gloves now. See?
Yeah.
That actually is funny about you saying the gamer tags though, because I finally got Xbox Live, and my
did you have a PS4?
This is like years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I got Xbox Live to play with my friends, and because what else do you do with Xbox Live?
Right.
And I needed a name, and my friends were like, oh, well, you have to be called the Spanish Brute. Because we were in history class, and we were learning about, I forget what period it was, but there was this, like...
this is in high school.
This is in high school.
Damn.
We're in history class. And there was this, like, political cartoon that probably the states put out about, you know, like, Spanish people. And they referred to him as the Spanish Brute. And it's this, like... It's this, like, gorilla-looking guy with, like, a bandana on and a knife in his mouth and, you know, fairly offensive.
Right.
So I'm like, guys, I don't know what to call my, you know, uses my gamer tag. And my friends would start, like, saying that to me. They're like, you're going to be the Spanish Brute. Be the Spanish Brute, Dylan. Do that. So I couldn't think of anything else, and I used it. And I'm like, and I was, like, texting my friends, like, hey, I'm online. They're like, oh, you are? Well, what's your username? And I jump in. They're just like... Dylan, we didn't actually want you to do that!
I think it's kind of funny.
Well, they suggested it.
It gets better. So I had...
Got reported?
No. So I had I had opened up my first bank account, but it was like a side account of my mom's bank account.
Okay.
So I generally didn't use it unless like she was there, because there's like weird laws that like if someone else's name is on, you're under a certain age, you know, you can't really use it or something like that. I don't know. So I generally didn't use it, but then I finally got my own debit card, and my mom, I had to get signed up for online banking, and I get this text message from my mom. She goes, "Okay, I'm at the bank, and here's your username. It's Spanish Brute." And I'm just like, "Are you for fucking real?"
How does that happen?
And she's like, "Well, that's what you're like." That's like your gamer tag, right? Your friends have been calling
you that?
And I'm just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me right now.
Wow, that's fucking funny.
Haven't changed it since.
You still have Xbox Live?
No, I mean, I don't have it anymore, but, you know. So needless to say, that was pretty funny.
This is such a special live episode. We're drinking more beer and more
It's true.
Alcohol.
And I've got so,
what are you drinking 2.0?
That doesn't sound out of the ordinary for me, though, when I start drinking multiple beers on the pod.
No, not at all. Jim, what are you drinking?
I've got a Jed's Hard Orange Cream made from Sarnac Orange Cream. It's very good. Tastes like that fruit, those fruit gummies. They're not, like, small, but they're larger. Have, like, the little candy sugar coating on the outside, and then, you know, pretty much tastes like candy fruit. This is what the orange in here tastes like.
Yeah, I tried a little sip of it. I thought it was pretty good.
It's good. I like it. It's just I couldn't... I had that, like a memory flashback kind of thing.
Dude, the picture of me with the fucking... with my compression pants.
There's a girl.
Dylan and I are drinking from a Beta. It's...
Shotgun Double IPA.
Shotgun Double IPA, which I haven't had from them before, but they do some pretty good beers.
All right, so I was never really huge on a Beta, but they did a bourbon stout that I thought was phenomenal.
Oh, was it the coffee one?
No, it was just a regular bourbon stout. It was so...
You gotta get a picture of me drinking this, an actual alcohol blend.
So, I really like their bourbon stout, so I'm interested in seeing how this is. I think we actually might have had this at work, and I missed out on it. Oh well. I like a good double IPA.
Well, sugar.
What's a double IPA?
Basically just a stronger...
Is it double distilled or something?
No, I like a good double IPA. I feel like they're... Let me
You're
taste.
Not gonna like it.
Probably not.
And it's going to be really like fucked your, up with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother because they tend to fuck with your palate.
All right. So I guess it's time for everybody's favorite new segment of the podcast. Ba-ba-ba-da! Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
Dude, that's your facial expression.
Wait. You have to do it again.
Are you going to record it?
Do it? You guys made me do this like twice every fucking episode now.
I just need to get, like, at least his face doing it.
Oh, wait, you're just taking a still picture?
Yeah, I'm going to try to catch you, like,
you gotta film it.
Yeah, you can
you got to film it, dude. You can't do a still.
That's just lazy, man.
All right, hold on. You know what
Where's your production values?
Do it on your phone.
Yeah.
Should I stare at Jim, like...
Lovingly.
Lovingly?
Yeah. Oh, I got to give E.T. the E-Man a shout-out, because he...
One of our true fans? Of the
actually, all my buddies in that group that we play games online and have our text chat group thing going every day and send stuff to each other. But E.T. the E-Man made a comment to me the other day that the production value of the pod has gone up significantly.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but I can think you raised the bar.
Oh.
Ready?
I don't know. I think the early episodes, some of them sound so-so, but the later ones, they sound pretty good.
And we went from not having a fucking clue of anything we were doing to just not knowing what we were doing. So.
All right. So you guys want me to do this again?
Yes.
So I'm going to stare at Jim creepily.
Lovingly.
Boo-boo-da! Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
I didn't really get a good still, but I got it on video.
Dude, you're so animated when you do it.
It's more...
Those things are just so fucking awful, but
they are ramshackle.
So E.T., you gotta answer the question if you're listening to this one, and I'll leave this in because we want the feedback. Are our production values of our intros to our weekly segments or semi-regular segments, are those as bad as they sound? Or
are they worse?
Are they worse?
Yeah.
Or are they just comically funny and that just gets a pass? Let us know what you think.
We'll see if my other buddy that's been listening to is going to listen to it. So I'm calling you out, Henry Nemesis.
Henry Rollins?
No.
He's not dead, you know.
Whatever, dude. So, Henry, if you're out there listening to this episode and you hear it, you got to go post up, send us an email or... I don't know, do something and tell us if you agree with E.T. the E-Man, since you guys work together anyway, so.
All right, so what's our first insecurity question?
You don't do it as good.
I wasn't trying to do it as good.
You know, he's like one of those,
I love just getting you going.
The, what is it, like you go out to, like, it's not a symphony, but like the guys that sing.
Like a barbershop.
No, they get in tuxes and people get dressed up to go see him.
Oh, like Placido Domingo and Pavarotti and shit like that.
Dude, you're opera? Like, no, well, you can be an opera singer.
Yeah, that's for opera. Yeah,
but dude, you're like, you know how like when they get when they're doing their like real deep, like when they have to pull themselves out, like your whole like their facial expressions they get when they do it, when they shake their head.
I would liken it more to like a guitar player in like the middle of a solo and they start like mouthing the notes and it's like, obviously this doesn't translate well. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it's a good description. I mean, if you want to look at one that does that comically is John Mayer.
Oh my god, John Mayer's,
he's a really amazing guitarist. I saw him when Sean and I went up to see Dead and Company over the winter in Buffalo. He was phenomenal. I know you probably hate him for some fucking stupid reason.
Not into it.
But he's actually a really accomplished musician.
I'm not either, but I'm not sure.
But, I mean, you can value that a guy is actually a good guitar player.
Yes.
Like, when you see somebody in the car, and they're, like, hands are in the air playing the air guitar, and you know they're mouthing the guitar like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you do, like, Eric Clapton guitar face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a good, I don't know if it's still, it probably that's still exists. There's a good Tumblr account. You know what Tumblr is?
No, what is it?
Isn't it like a picture hosting
thing? You know what it is? Read it, Dick.
It's like a blog thing.
Yeah, it's like a blog thing.
Oh, okay.
But there's a good Tumblr, like, there are Tumblrs dedicated to very specific things. Like, there'll just be, like, pictures of, I don't know, Meryl Streep or something. You'd be like, I love Meryl Streep is the name of the Tumblr. There's a Tumblr called,
it's hard. Random stuff.
Random stuff. But there's a Tumblr out there, and it's and there might be just an additional blog for it. It's guitar players holding slugs, and they're like a
oh, you know, shit. I think, like, I've seen that before.
Slug.
Yeah,
not like you know what's on Mike's belt, but like a big slimy slug.
Could you imagine if they were holding sloths?
I brought my sloth shirt too. Yeah.
But yeah, they did it because, and the description for the Tumblrs, doesn't it look like when guitar players are playing, they get really into it, it looks like their guitar just turned into a big slug, and it just has all these like hideous pictures, and I mean like Slash, Alex Lifeson, all these people just being like making, like, contorting their faces as they're playing guitar, and then they just take they Photoshop out the guitar and replace it with just a giant slug.
I got you.
It's very funny.
Thinking about guitar players and guitar face, did I ever tell you about my experience of seeing former Allman Brothers guitarist Dickie Betts?
No.
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
It was one of those situations where I couldn't even look at the stage after a while, because every single song, this is going to be a horrible visual, but maybe if Dylan wants to take another video.
Nice. He's getting into the video. He's trying to up the production value.
Yeah. Well, up our social media presence,
there you
perhaps.
Go. We need a social media man.
So,
or,
he's sitting there.
Dave Mayer's good at that. No, a social media, what are you?
Social media manager.
Yes, that's it.
Social media.
I am that,
that's
in quotations.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like, we're kind of like production and editing, and he's and your webmaster.
Yeah, sure.
So I had to stop.
Should I start recording now, or should I just wait until you get to the
well, I was going to go into it.
How long before, like, the punchline?
I was going to go into it right now. Okay, so anyway. So he's playing there, and he's soloing during a song, like Whipping Post or something like that. And I had to stop watching the stage, because he's sitting there soloing, he's getting into it, and all you see is him just going. That's all you see constantly.
Like,
and I'm
like, an airhead?
Yes, exactly. He was doing airhead, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And my brother was with me, and I'm like, Sean, I can't look at the stage.
Please tell me he thought the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It was so bad. And here it is, this, like, he's almost 70 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's playing pretty good, but,
you know. But the teeth this time was even better.
I mean, that's all you're seeing is him just basically, like, air filleting somebody. Right?
He looks like a beaver trying to give someone a blowjob.
Can't say that I've ever given anybody a blowjob, Dylan.
Well, I'm not saying it was
your teeth were out.
No, because your teeth were.
But in any event.
All right, so we got some insecurities.
Yeah, we're finally getting. Yeah. Was that a great derailment or what?
You might have to do the intro again.
Wow.
Again? Really?
No, you can just grab it from before.
Seriously?
I'm just kidding. I just want to get a picture of both.
Dylan just wants to see how many times he can get you. He's going to do it. He's wrapping up.
Wait, what's that? I forgot what the intro was. I forgot. I was like, wait, I know the word is insecurities, but I'm like, wait, what comes before that? And I was just sitting there thinking, going, oh my god, I can't remember.
Like, your pants are also rolled up so high.
Why are you checking out his crotchal region?
Okay, so. Ba-da-da-da! I
have that part, yeah. The lighting is even better.
God, that's awful. Insecurities with Dylan, Mike, and Jeff. All right, so
Mike's going to be insecure after all these pictures.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay,
I'm
so,
fucking crying.
So we're up to question number 6.
Okay, we made it very far.
Well, we did the first 5 the previous episode.
Did we do all 5? I thought we
did 5.
Okay, all right.
So if you want to go back and remember them, how many cousins do you have? What is the fastest speed you ever have driven? What is the name of your favorite city?
Right.
What is your favorite 5-digit number? Right. And what is your favorite word?
Okay.
Which yours was squint.
Right. I have to go back and adjust my answer for fastest speed as I got a speeding ticket this week getting up there. So it is now, I can safely say,
83 miles, huh?
Like, on paper, 83. In real life, 86.
Dude, you only had 2 more miles to go. Miles per hour, I mean.
Before I hit 88, and then that trooper would have seen some serious shit.
It would have. Like, wow. Lightning. And
all right.
So could you imagine time traveling with Bond?
Oh, my God. They'd be like, dude, let's go back to Philly, and then we can see me. And like,
I'm going to make sure that fucking bell don't crack.
We could see me during my cheerleading days.
Amongst other things. He's like, you want to be there for the Starfish story?
Nice.
All right. So this one, we kind of bantered about this one a little bit before we started recording, but what is your ideal weight in your view?
For me, my own personal goal that I'd like to get to, I mean, ideally for myself, I'd like to weigh 180.
Okay. I mean, Dylan being pretty slight already, I can't imagine.
I'd like to be 160, but with a lot less hanging over my stomach line. Let's put it that way.
I'd say for myself, probably about 280.
Sorry, I didn't mean to touch your butt.
Oh, was that what happened? I thought
it was the cat.
Okay. I thought I had a muscle spasm for a second.
You kicked him under the chair.
Yeah, I did by accident.
Should I leave you two alone? Should I just disturb sign on the door?
No, you must. I didn't even realize you did it. I thought it was like a muscle spasm in my buttocks.
Buttocks.
But in your buttonkadonk.
What slogan or picture is on your least favorite T-shirt?
That's did I own now, or just
like in general?
I won't normally make this Vashel related or Viewaskew Street Hockey League related, but I have one that I have a minor quibble with.
Is it something I did?
No.
You're like, he's like, oh.
All right, then what is it?
Well, maybe you were involved in it. There's a losers. Trophies shirt.
Yeah.
And then on the back of it are all sorts of Bitstrip characters.
Yeah.
And my Bitstrip, when those were in vogue, was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I was a little disappointed mine wasn't on there. So that might be, I love wearing the shirt and I use it just to knock around and do yard work and shit. But that might be my least favorite T-shirt because of that. I liked my Bitstrip so much and it wasn't on there.
I gotta be honest, I've never looked to see what people were in on it.
Dylan was on it.
I was on it. I don't know. I don't know.
I think that's a minor quibble, though. It's just, that's more ego than anything. I mean, I would have liked to have had it on there because I thought it kind of, it was a pretty accurate representation of me. And it makes me laugh every time I think about the Bitstrip, especially like the ones with you.
Oh, yeah.
And then the ones with our good friend Katie. Those ones are pretty, every time I see them like come up in like the Facebook memories thing, they kind of make me laugh and smile because they bring back good memories. Right?
Yeah.
Like the one, I think there's one of me like threatening to smother you with a pillow.
Yeah, because I was always, I guess I had put up a flurry of pictures of me, you know, throwing up the horns.
Yeah, like at concerts
and
shit.
And Mike was just like, Jesus Christ, this kid is like, you know, with
goes to concerts every day and throws up horns.
The concerts isn't the thing. It's the, like his go-to pose like if he was meeting like some band member was him doing the devil
horns. But you know what it was too? I was on a boat.
Yeah.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. I was on the Rocks Off cruise seeing a bunch of metal bands, and I just like started taking, you know, obviously I was like kind of drunk, and I just started taking all these pictures with the people on there and the band members, and it was just like make ugly faces.
Wait, was that like one of those like quick little 4-day type deal like cruises where they have
it was part of a music fest, so it would just go out into like the into the Hudson and then outside New York City and then come back.
Oh, because they do those ones like down like out
yeah of it wasn't like the okay. yeah it wasn't like the you know the
Yeah,
you know, the REO Speedway.
So it wasn't like a Cougar cruise you were on.
Well, no, they do ones where it's all like what you were describing, but it's like a whole bunch of rock bands are on that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah. Well, there were like three bands, but
because like Kiss just did one.
Yeah,
and it was them. Like when I say just, like maybe 6 or 8 months ago, it was them, Lita Ford, and Chris Jericho's band Fozzy were on it. I think there may have been maybe one or two other bands, and. Not that I would want to see all of those artists, but I was like, that's kind of cool. And I mean, like,
yeah, it is.
For people that got that kind of money to spend on something like that, it'd be pretty neat.
But to go back to the actual question, I really don't like those t-shirts that you see, like, at the mall. And it's just, like, the most blatant, like, conservative jokes on them. Like, so down on, like, you know, the president.
The banking system.
Yeah, it's just so stupid. So like, I'll collectively, I'll use this as like a collective answer. Like, there's a guy that comes into my job, and he has a shirt that says something along the lines of, you know, Martin Luther King had a dream, and Obama's a nightmare. Like, I hate shit like that. You know, like, why would you spend money on that? Like, you think you're like proving a point, but you're really not. You're just being a sarge.
You're kind of wearing it just to get like somebody. Like,
yeah,
somebody
you're trying to get somebody mad, which
will listen somebody's react.
Yeah,
it's probably just somebody walking
by. So I don't think I heard any.
Yeah, I really don't like those shirts.
I've got
one. It's a weird question, though.
And I got one that did. I started thinking for a second, popped in my head, and it's on a hockey jersey I own, but I love the jersey.
Yeah.
But I hate it. I shouldn't say I hate it on the jersey. I don't like it on the jersey because the saying and phrase annoys me. Sean actually owns it, your brother. And I hate it on t-shirts, especially wording and stuff surrounding this character. It's a Joker. So I hate the "Why So Serious" tag.
Okay.
All right. I don't know why, but it fucking drives me crazy when you see a t-shirt with the Joker with "Why So Serious." And it also related to Jokers when you see the ha 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 ha's all over the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like those.
I can in the comics it works, like in the panels, but for whatever reason it's like, I don't know. It for me on the shirt it doesn't do it for me. But the "Why So Serious" thing drives me fucking insane.
Okay. What was your first teacher's name?
Preschool or like kindergarten?
Take it as how you want to take it.
Okay, mine was Mrs. Nelson.
You said first name.
No, just said, what was your first teacher's name?
Oh, Mrs. Moss.
Mrs. Nelson.
Mine was Mrs. Barone.
Nice. In fact, I've had that security question pop up on, like, different things, like your credit card security questions or whatever. Need to change it now. But, yeah, that's the first teacher that pops in my head is Mrs. Moss.
What word summarizes your favorite bumper sticker?
What?
I don't have a favorite bumper sticker.
What word summarizes your favorite bumper sticker? See, you're doing exactly what I thought you would do, which is look down at your cooler where you probably have all the stickers that you might consider putting on your bumpers. Because you're not going to put them
I'll go with...
You're probably not going to put them on your bumper.
I'll go with the one that had a little more of a story to it and say that what word?
What word summarizes your favorite bumper sticker?
Clerks.
Okay.
I had Clerks bumper sticker. And I was stopped in the middle of a road because I had missed a turn, and I turned off on a side street to pull into a parking lot to do a U-turn. And I was stopped with my blinker on, and an old lady drove right into the back of my car. And when I got out to look, she, like, the spot that she had, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like she smashed my car because she wasn't going that fast, but the exact spot where she hit my, where her license plate probably hit the back of my, like, in the bumper, just perfect, like, you know, bullet hole
But then you got like a new car.
No, I still had my old car for a while.
No, but now you have
a new car. I have a new car and I still won't put bumper stickers on them.
Well, yeah, and you should. Yeah, I wouldn't. I actually, I did something, like when I got my new van, is there was one sticker that was on my car, and I pulled it off, and it's now on the cooler that's here.
Well, nice.
And I luckily was able to preserve it.
That's impressive, blowing off the car to preserve it.
Yeah. Well, there was, I had a couple different stickers on the back of my car. One was a Three Heads Brewing sticker. The other one was a government mule.
Was it the Derek Trucks one?
And yeah, it's that Derek Trucks one. It's kind of neat because, well, that band doesn't really exist anymore. So when I it was like one of the last things I did when, right before I traded the car in. And I was just like, it was cool that I was able to preserve it and put it on something else.
For as long as you had that car, too.
Yeah.
It's funny you said Clerks, though, because every time I think of a bumper sticker, it's one of the stash holds so many fucking bumper stickers. I always think of the bumper stickers that they sold at the stash.
Like, a lot of them have, like, the quotes of the movies and shit like that.
I had to tell Steve they won.
Bumper stickers annoy me, so I don't really have a favorite one.
I end up doing, like, basically what Dylan's got going on with his.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of his are beer stickers, I noticed. But, like, I'll do, like, beer stickers or music-related stickers. Or,
so you think your word would be beer?
I don't think I could do just one word. I noticed you actually had that Montreal sticker on there.
I do.
Did I ever give you guys all those stickers I got for you in Ocean City last year?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No? Okay, then they're still in a bag. Then I gotta find them.
But this last one, unless you guys want to do more than five, why don't we just do one more question?
Okay.
And then we got like our... Alright, so question number 10. This is where we'll leave you with security questions. Again... We'll ask you guys if you have any security questions for us.
Oh,
no, he's still thinking. I asked, if you recall in the previous episode, I challenged Mr. Daryl Clark to come up with a security question for us. And since he's up here in lovely, beautiful Brantford, Ontario, Canada with us this weekend, I talked to him about it, and he says he hasn't come up with a question for a question or questions for us yet. But...
Jim might throw up.
Dude, that was horrible beer brand. So you got calling Daryl up 2 episodes.
Yeah, well, no. What I was going to say is if anybody else wants to give us a security question, if they want to ask us one, and
but we
see
really
what our answers
are. Daryl.
Well, yeah, but he's working on it.
Okay.
But if anybody else wants one or wants to give us one, you know, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Or email it.
Or email JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. Give us one.
We'll use it. Checking that email.
Yeah. So, question 10. What color are the towels in your personal bathroom?
This is such a weird question.
It is. It's really strange.
It changes all
and I think
time.
That's a horrible, like, if you were going to use that as a security question. Because there's only so many colors.
Yeah, but it changes
mine
all the time.
The most frequently used ones in my house are like a dark brown.
Constantly rotating.
I mean, so are mine. There's cream colored ones that we have. There's blue. There's all sorts of different colors.
You might need that dark brown one.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are so fucking gassy tonight. Yeah. But I think that closes out insecurities for this episode.
I think we should skip the Sarge of the Week section. I think I should nominate myself for backing into Quigley.
Why? I was going to nominate myself for forgetting Jamil. I think that's even better. Because at least you fix the...
Yeah, but dude, I felt so bad. That was so Sargy.
You know what else was pretty Sargy of me, though? I finally got my print from Jim McCutcheon, who you can visit at www.artistjim.com.
All those fine people
over there. All those fine people over there would appreciate the visits and the clicks and the requests and the money. He finally brought up a print I had purchased from him last year, and I'm getting ready to leave, so not only do I forget to bring Jamil with me, but I leave the print outside of the hotel.
Nice.
And
who grabbed it for you then?
I called Jim.
Okay.
But Jim gave it to me and he's like, I am no longer responsible for this. It's yours.
Oh, and then
so I call him and he didn't answer. So I called our other friend Trevor and then I called Paul and he answered and I told him and he was like, well, I'm telling him where to go and he found it, dropped it off back in the room. So I will nominate myself as Sarge of the Week.
And I nominate myself too, so.
So it's up to Mike to pick who's the sargiest of the two.
I'm just disappointed that, you know, after having to do the Insecurities intro like 4 times for you motherfuckers.
Oh, I'll do it.
You guys couldn't do the Sarge of the Week intro, so both of you are fucking sergeants.
I'll do it. That's right. Fair enough. Ready?
Sarge of the Week.
Ooh, I like that.
That's kind of impromptu, but we already picked, so now.
But the do-do-do-do is almost just like my do-do-do.
That's what I had in my head, and I'm like, fuck, what's my normal one? And I couldn't.
Yours is almost like the John Cena one. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do.
Abadoo.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Do you have a Twitter follow?
You'll have a Twitter follow. No, I don't have
one. Are we going to have battling bird noises like we've had on previous episodes?
battling bird.
You guys annoy the fuck out of me with that shit.
Twitter followers, you'd think that would be easy, but it's actually not. It's kind of hard to come up with a Twitter follower. Because I don't want to just recommend anybody. Even though nobody listens to these, I mean, I'd feel bad if I steered somebody wrong.
Speaking of sergeants.
Oh my god.
Here comes the biggest sergeant of them all.
Boss Sarge.
How much great timing was that we just happened to be doing the Sarge of the Week segment, and walks Daryl Clark.
Yeah, but you know what? Daryl didn't forget to bring someone to a game, and he didn't back into somebody's car because, well, Daryl wouldn't be able to do that.
Or forget
and
to
Daryl
do
doesn't drive. Daryl doesn't
or
drive.
Forget to do the Sarge of the Week intro.
Yeah, that was
and force me to do the Insecurities intro like 4 times.
Well, say hi to all our 3 listeners, Daryl. You can say hi to yourself.
Well, I'll say hi to myself first.
Wow.
You're number one listener.
And then you could say hi to Shad and Jeff.
Yep.
Well, hi everybody else out there in radio land, or podcasting land.
We're so, no Twitter follow?
I can't think of anybody.
Alright, so fuck them.
You got anybody you follow on Twitter that you think's good?
Ask Mott.
That doesn't exist yet.
Yeah. Ask Mott.
Mahology.
Mahology.
That might be our first published book through Jim's Barbecue Publishing.
And Shit Dave Says.
Both
would be bestsellers.
All right. So when we're finally going to publish those books, you'll be able to file links from facebook.com/JimsBBQPod to the Amazon site to order those books.
Yeah.
Ooh. I forget where we were.
You can also see the covers of these books on our Instagram. If you follow us at Jim's Barbecue Pod. Jim's BBQ Pod. I forgot what it was.
What's our Twitter?
Well, you'll get regular updates about the books, including great quotes, at Jim's BBQ Pod on Twitter.
You can go to the website and find the link to Amazon to order these books at www.jimsbbqpod.com/bbqbooks.
BBQ books, I like that.
And you can get those books straight from the grill.
Yeah, straight right from the grill.
Burning.
And you can also email us for more information, or if you want your own blog published just by us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com.
If you're sick of us talking about these books that do not exist and you just want to listen to the fucking podcast, you can always just rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Well, we talked about all the stuff that didn't exist before, so.
True
now
that.
It does, so.
And now we're past Memorial Day, so.
Right.
All bets are off.
I don't know. I'm kind of really thinking about doing monology.
Monology is a good term. I think so. Go ahead, ask some
questions. All right. As always, thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ Pod, where we always stick our meat in your five hole. You know what I'm saying? Oh, great episode, boys.
Yeah.
Good team of sweet chicks. So sweet.
Put that at the end of the episode.
All day.
Jamil's leaving. He's going to go take a sweet shit.
Yeah, I am.
Sweet ass shit.
Oh, yeah.
What are you drinking, Jim?
One of the best parts
I'm
of my
drinking a sweet ass shit.
Shit.
They did the calculations of if you poop, was it 20 minutes each day at work? You'd have 40 hours worth of pooping time during the course. No, not 20 minutes. I think it's 5 minutes. You poop 5 minutes every day at work. By the end of the year, you'll have 40 hours of pooping time.
You paid for a week's worth of work for shit.
Pooping time.
Oh, man. I probably have more like 50 hours then.
I love pooping at work. It's great.
Me too. You get paid to shit.
Yes.
Sorry, man. I gotta go shit.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
I plan it so it's at right at the end of my shift.
Oh, no, I gotta do my end of shift stuff.
You end shift shit?
Yeah.
Dude, that mic is awesome.
He is awesome.
That mic. That mic. Yeah, I see what you did there.
I like what you did there. I meant to do this, and it went...
I wish that could translate to the pod. Your hand just kind of like... spats. You get like a little hand.
That's awful. We can't leave that in.
No, that's terrible.
All right, you guys ready?